Thank you very much. I'll be basically touching upon everything that's already been said, specifically on the check case. And if everything works fine, I might even share the presentation I prepared. Let's see. Right. Can you see it?
Yes, perfect.
Okay, great. So, basically, this comes as, let's say, a year-long research where we and the Czech Radio looked into how the Czech academia is cooperating with Chinese entities, especially universities that have been flagged as risky or generally defense-linked by ASPIS research, mainly the China Universities China Defense Universities tracker published last November, and then somewhat more with Alex has published recently the Hunting the Phoenix report on talent recruitment, which is actually something that we already looked into a little bit, but that will still be actually coming up in a couple of few months, I guess. So the general issue is that that basically as probably in many other European countries, which is something that Deity would know a bit more, and she's already touched upon it. Also in the Czech Republic, there's basically almost no awareness, or has been almost no awareness of the risks that actually come from cooperating with PRC entities, both from basically the political system and their close connection, often undisclosed, to defense link to defense research or even industry. So basically, Czech universities and also private companies and other institutions engaged in academic exchange basically treat PRC universities and other organizations as if they were standard sort of Western democratic kind of system bodies. But that's obviously completely not the case, as there's almost no academic freedom in China. And also because of the issue how it's often really complicated to distinguish where civil and military ends, because of civil ends and military start, because of what Audrey described as she explained in her presentation on the military civilian fusion. The other issue that we've encountered is sort of this kind of idea that I would describe as self-deprecation, in the sense that lots of the Czech individuals and organizations we've contacted throughout the research and the survey have basically expressed view that the Czech Republic is completely small and that it's not interesting when it comes to research output. And that's simply why would the PRC military, or generally the defense, the military industrial complex would be interested in Czech technology. Where on the other hand, when we actually looked into it, we've seen that it's completely opposite, and that actually there's several declarations and several key and very, I would say, obvious evidence of PRC being interested in our technology, especially in the later years, nanotechnology, material science, drones, and robotics, where some of the departments, some of the universities are actually excelling even in international sort of standards. This, for example, has been underlined by cyber attacks that have been tracked back to China that have been targeting universities, and very precise sort of cyber attacks. And they were also basically trying to obtain know-how in the same fields that PRC has been openly declaring is interested in the Czech Republic. There's also been a case that I will sort of detail a bit more of copying a specific item of military technology, and there was also another attempted technological theft by an entity that's actually engaged in developing and producing the nuclear warheads in China. Alex has already talked about how the talent recruitment is linked or sort of intertwined with general United Front work, and that's also the case of the two towns recruitment station that he has identified in his research. And when we actually looked into what the entities are and what they have been doing, it's pretty clear that both the entities are actually involved in United Front work. One of them is actually the Chinese Scholars and Students Association, which is sort of a general United Front organization that focuses on sort of organizing and to some degree even monitoring Chinese students abroad. And they are one of the two recruitment stations that are operating here. And there's been generally, I think for the last 2 years, there have been warnings from the Czech Counterintelligence Agency, BIS, that the Czech scholars and academia in general are being targeted by both recruiting and general sort of influence work, of which we've seen several cases when it comes to especially propaganda efforts, but when it comes to actual let's say technical research, there has been a case in the past that I've also presented in a bit. So to sort of explain more what we really did, I basically compared the database called the China Defense Universities Tracker that's written by ASPI, put together by ASPI, and I compared it with the Czech Ministry of Education's list of Czech PRC University Cooperation. But just to clarify, we're talking about Czech public universities because the data for private universities is basically non-available, even though that the cooperation is there. And then after pairing up and sort of marking down what the cooperation is, where the risks are, and what's the interesting sort of more prominent cases and examples of cooperation, we partnered up with the Czech Radio, specifically Anna Magdaňová and Markéta Chalupská, who then basically helped us get more details about the cooperation, and then also in the third step, confront the universities and the actors involved so that we get some response, so that they get space to explain their own views and basically sort of show and what the awareness is, what their reactions would be. And most of them were kind of receptive. Some of them were completely dismissive of any issues, and some of them outright refused to talk to us. But in general, I think we kind of did manage to raise some awareness of this issue. And well, some of the universities claimed that they would actually use the tracker to vet their Chinese partners in the future. But well, that remains to be seen. As for the general overview of what the cooperation between Czech universities and their Chinese partners looks like, there's no evidence of the universities in China that are linked more closely to security or military apparatuses with Czech public universities, meaning that the most problematic cooperation, at least per definition, is not at least established here. I'm not saying that they're not active here at all, but there's no MOU signed or any projects that would have to actually be in the Ministry of Education's database. On the other hand, 14 out of the 26 public universities have established cooperation with what the ASPI database describes as medium to very high risk Chinese civilian universities. Specifically, seven Czech universities have partnerships with very high risk partners, including already mentioned Beijing Institute of Technology, Beihang University, and the Northwestern Polytechnic Universities, all of them part of the seven sense of national defense, meaning the universities that most engage and whose budgets on defense research is larger than some of the some of countries worldwide. And we've also seen that these risky cooperations have mostly been established at technical schools, showing the clear sort of strategy of getting engineering and more the sort of more hard science sort of outputs and tech, possibly transferring that technology back to China. And with one exception, which is the Palatsky University in Olomouc, where the cooperation is much more prominent and much more large, much larger in scope than any other of the general universities, such as our own Charles University. And the explanation at hand is that basically that university is very closely linked with the propaganda and education system of the PRC, specifically through the presence of, I would say, the most established and most productive Confucius Institute in the country. And also, for example, their past translation of Xi Jinping's book on governance, which I might say, might have to add, is basically a completely non-critical translation of the book, meaning that it's basically pure propaganda, so to say. A more clear example of actual sort of interest in something that's more clearly linked to the military itself is this wonderful radar device. This is the YLC-20 passive radar system, which has been developed, which was developed in China in around 2006. The technology is mostly based on the Vera, the Czech Vera passive radar system, which China was shown clear interest in. They actually wanted to buy the technology back in 2004, but after, let's say, US intervention, the Czech government actually stopped it. But in the end, it seems that either China has used some of the documents already procured during the negotiations to sort of re-engineer technology, or they actually copied another sort of different version of the technology that they procured from Ukraine, where I guess the US influence did not really reach any substantial sort of level. And the other case that we also know of that sort of linked, again, more closely to the military, is also from 2004, when, according to the Czech counterintelligence agency already mentioned, a certain Chinese student at a certain university in the country tried to steal a kind of nanotechnology, and also tried to sort of mediate a recruitment of a Czech scientist by the Chinese Academy of Engineering Physics, which is an entity that develops and produces Chinese nuclear warheads, among other things. So there's even clear interest in Czech military and other sort of important technology for these entities to get involved. As for some of the more current, let's say, case studies of how the lack of awareness sort of leads to very problematic cooperation is the Sustainable Process Integration Laboratory at Brno University of Technology, which is led by a highly praised and highly awarded internationally renowned Professor Jiří Klemeš. This laboratory mainly engages in energy industry engineering, and has partnered up with several Chinese entities that were labeled by the tracker as medium to very high risk, including the Xi'an Jiaotong University, which actually has several national defense laboratories. And that university is where Mr. Tu Zhuguo is actually based at. Mr. Chu is a long-time collaborator of Professor Klemesh, and he's been during the last, I would say, one or two decades, have been involved in several talent plans in China, and also worked on several projects for national defense. Sadly, the details of that are really not plenty, so we don't really know what those were, but we know that Mr. Chu is engaged in the field of astronautics and aeronautics, so probably something to do with aviation. And also he's worked for the China General Nuclear Power Group, because he also engages in nuclear research, and company that you probably all know, ZCE. When Professor Klemesh was actually confronted with our research and our results, he showed absolutely no concerns, claiming that the Czech Republic is too tiny to be of any interest to the PRC defense industry, and saying that all they've been doing there is helping the mankind, which may be completely so, but at the same time, if you consider the civil-military feud, military-civil fusion, and how China has been in the last couple of years focusing on basically taking any technology and trying to turn it and trying to make it dual use, then there might be actually issues that coming from that specific collaboration that even Professor Klemesh might not be aware of. Another very interesting sort of whole field is the long term is the aviation industry, where PRC has shown really long term interest in all kinds of manner, especially engineering and training, the technology in general. I mean, Czech Republic, I guess, mainly used to have a pretty good aviation industry, and is still, for example, now focusing on drones, etc. From what we've seen, there has been pilot training cooperation, at least described as completely civil. Between the Czech Technical University, ČVUT, and China Aviation TNA Education Investment Company, which is an entity that is very closely linked to the Peking Institute of Technology, also other universities, or also universities and even middle schools that focus on aviation science, national defense research, and generally training pilots, and also has participated in several events where the PRC Air Force was present. While there is this sort of academic cooperation overarching, we do have the entity has mostly been involved in this specific cooperation is a private entity called FAIR, which actually has very recently complained about the Czech Senate Speaker's visit to Taiwan, claiming that it's actually cost them business, because at this point, after 4 years of cooperation, the Chinese clientele is now basically worth 60% of their income, which is several millions of US dollars, showing again how the dependence on Chinese business partners can be problematic and can translate into actual politics, even on our side. Czech Technical University also is cooperating with the Chinese Society of Aeronautics and Astronautics, which often organizes defense-themed events for students and scholars, including recruitment events with the PRC Air Force. And this entity and its partners have been sending students to study in the Czech Republic, at least according to your reports. So again, whilst this is all presented as civilian and nothing to do with security or military, it's pretty clear that the entities that are involved on the Chinese side actually have links to the military, and that makes it problematic and something that the CHIT partners should be aware of and try to actually make sure that it is indeed just purely civilian. As the sort of results of the survey showed, most universities showed complete lack of awareness of the issues. Some of them even attested to basically signing MOUs with their Chinese partners without even reading the actual document because the document was in Chinese. On the other hand, some of the universities already acted upon this and actually canceled some of the cooperation with the risky partners. Some said they would use it in the future, whilst, for example, the Technical University of Ostrava refused to comment or even respond at all when asked about their problematic cooperation specifically with specifically through their Czech China Center, where they're actually participating in a talent program in China, probably through a certain person. So in conclusion, it's pretty clear that even a small country such as the Czech Republic can be of interest to Chinese quest for technology, especially in niche fields such as nanotech, drones, and other material science. And the university simply just needs to get their act together and actively vet their partners, do their due diligence, and don't just rely on the security apparatus to do their job for them. So thank you very much.